Two guys with beards, one guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters.
Everybody got a toothpick?
Hello and welcome back to the Beer Coasters podcast.
Welcome back.
A weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between.
That's me.
I'm your host this week.
In between.
That's right. In between. I'm your host this week. I'm Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. And joining me is...
Chris in Dallas, Texas.
And Mike in Boston, Massachusetts.
Episode 50.
50,
50, dude. 50.
So this is, we're going to pull out another...
What? Somebody say 5-0.
we're gonna do another...
What's in the box?
Episode where we reach into our ice box or refrigerator and pull out something interesting, something different, something cool, and hopefully tasty.
We're probably the only people in our generation that still say icebox.
Yes, our grandparents are proud of us.
Well, back in the day, we didn't have these dang fandangled refrigeramacers. We had iceboxes.
Anyway, there you go, Crazy Dave. That one was for you.
Yeah.
So we actually did collaborate this week.
Ooh. We did.
On one beer.
Yes.
Ooh.
Which is actually Avery's Collaboration Not Litigation. That's our fermentation conversation piece. We'll get into more details on that while we're drinking it. We'll also float into some hop topics.
Ooh, floating this week. Nice.
Hit up our tasting flight where Chris, in the middle of the country, will be drinking.
For my tasting flight this week, I am trying the Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale from Boulevard Brewing's Smokestack series.
Ooh, back to the Smokestack.
Back to the Smokestack.
Nice.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks for asking, Toby. I'm going to try Ithaca Brewing Company's Old Habit, and that's their Excelsior series.
Cool.
Ooh.
And I will be trying Carl Strauss out of San Diego, their Big Barrel Deepa, or Double IPA, brand new to the 22s.
We like to say Deepa.
Deepa.
Then after that, Deepa. We will check out the tweet of the week, do some backwash. Yeah. You have any backwash this week?
We have a little one correction that I need to.
Okay.
But I may do that somewhere else.
Correction.
And then we'll do last call. So, hey, you guys ready to crack open this collaboration, not litigation, on our collaboration?
What's in the box?
Show? Yes. Let's collaborate on some beer drinking.
Yeah.
Born ready. Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah. Fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Oh my god, what's in the box?
So this is the Collaboration Not Litigation Ale. I said it's from Avery Brewing, which if you go to Beer Advocate, it's listed under Avery. It's not listed under Russian River, who is the other half in this collaboration.
Brother from another mother.
So I'm going to give a little information on both brewing companies. So we have Avery Brewing out of Boulder, Colorado. They've been brewing since 1993. You can find them on the internet at www.averybrewing.com. And the style of this beer is considered a Belgian strong dark. Comes in at 8.91% ABV.
Whoa.
You can find these in the 22-ounce bottles and on draft, and it should be available year-round. Mine actually is from batch number 4 that was bottled in February of this year, of 2010. What about you guys?
Same.
Mine is batch number 3. Not sure when it was brewed. Bottled in February 2009.
Wow, ooh. So yours is a year old. Wow.
Yeah.
So this was created by This was created by Vinny Chilurzo of Russian River and Adam Avery of Avery.
Vinny.
They blended both of their Salvation ales, which if you go to Russian River, their website, you can find that they've got a beer called Salvation. It's a Belgian strong dark ale, comes in at 9% with 22 IBUs. Russian River's out of Santa Rosa, California. They've been brewing since 97. Avery's Salvation is a Belgian strong golden with Styrian golding hops, two-row barley, Cara 8, Cara 20, comes in at 9% ABV with 25 IBUs. Now this one, the collaboration, not litigation, Rate Beer gave it a 96 out of 100. You guys can go ahead and crack them.
Oh, thank you.
And an 89 out of 100 to style.
I like
the Beer Advocate users gave it a B+.
Ooh, I like the, what they've done with this. Basically they had, you have two competing breweries who both have a style called Salvation.
Right.
And you know, sort of in response to, you know, what
legal battles that have been going on.
Yeah. And this has been around longer than the Monster thing, but
yeah.
But just the fact that they said, you know, well, collaboration, not litigation.
Well, you know, there were some other beers that, you know, we talked just recently, the Kilt Lifter or whatever. Like, there's other beers of the same name, and Toby, you even said that they actually changed their name, right? Like in different states or whatever.
Moylan's, if you go to different states, they took the Kilt Lifter name off and just left it Moylan's Scotch Ale. So it pours out a kind of a nice reddish amber, kind of a copper looking color. I started off with about a finger of head. Now I've dissipated down to about a film.
Some fairly decent lacing going on.
Yeah, I got the same thing. About a finger of head, down about half a finger. Nice golden orange color.
They smell grapes or
on the
or
nose.
Like a really,
you really pick up
fresh
on those
apple,
like Belgian yeasts,
like a ripe apple.
Yeah, apple.
Yeah, you get those yeasts.
Yeah, I had to look at the
Belgian
bottle.
Yeasties.
On the nose, I get that sort of dark molassesy. Yeah. Scent that you get from that turbinado sugar, which is used in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can get that molasses.
I'm taking a sip. It's 5 minutes. Oop.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. I like it. It's a lot of fruit, and it's not too sweet.
No, that's key. It's not as strong and not as sweet as I expected it to be.
It's not as lively as I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. Like with most Belgians, they seem to have a more lively mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe from the yeast and the carbonation, but this one seems to be pretty smooth, pretty mellow.
It's a little heavy, but I don't find that the alcohol...
Yeah.
I mean, you can taste that the alcohol's there, but it's not a strong alcohol warming going on. It's kind of mellow in that respect.
Yeah, it's got kind of a nice malty character to it, and then it has a little bit of that fruitiness too.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of fruitiness in it. It's but not a really sweet fruitiness, more of an earthy fruit flavor.
Yeah, the sweetness is definitely toned down. You get a lot of like fresh fruits, almost like it tastes like the fruit smells. You know what I mean? Like you're not getting that sweetness.
Yeah.
But like you're tasting fruity air. What?
Yeah, fruity pretty air. Drinkable too.
Yeah.
It does have a nice thickness in the middle of the tongue.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be a lot sweeter, and I'm glad that it's not.
Yeah, there's no syrupy.
There's some grassiness too
going on at all. Got enough carbonation, and it's got some good hops too. The bittering, I think, is really balancing this one out pretty well.
What would you guys pair it with?
It's tough. I think this would be a great, if you could, as long as you could, I think this would be a great picnic beer, but more of a cheat, you know, picnic with cheese and, you know, some good beers like
this.
That's
what I was going to say.
See, I was thinking dessert, and I was thinking like an apple cobbler.
Yeah.
I think
would
go really good.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to try with this.
Some cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was thinking cheese and fruit plate.
Some nice like baked pastries, like you were saying, sugar and cinnamon, something like that. Real buttery pastry type dishes would be good.
Like an apple strudel. Totally.
Strudel?
Yeah. Strudel.
So there you have it. That's the collaboration, not litigation ale from Avery Brewing and Russian River Brewing.
Yeah.
Tasty. Right here on the Beer Coasters podcast.
Taking more sips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Chris with the Hibby Tibbies, hit me.
Alrighty.
What time?
So for my Hibby Tibby Hop Topic this week, I'm going to talk about a new brewery.
Ooh. Yeah.
This is a Chameleon Brewing.
Bring it on.
Out of Glendale, Wisconsin, which is...
Wait a minute, Chris.
What?
Didn't you just say a few weeks ago that we had too many breweries?
When did I say that?
Remember, that was your hot topic a few shows ago. You're like, too many breweries.
Too many breweries.
Remember that?
Yeah,
maybe there was a question.
Didn't
mark
agree
at the
with
end.
It. Yeah, there was.
Oh, you didn't agree. Oh, okay, well then, never mind.
Yeah.
So Chris is saying, bring it on.
Bring it on. More.
Not enough breweries.
That's right.
I'm just trying to add time, you guys.
More beer, more better.
God knows we don't do enough of that. So Chameleon Brewery out of Glendale, Wisconsin.
That was Chris's Wisconsin accent, in case anybody was wondering.
Was it? Is that what I was doing?
Wisconsin.
It's put out by Randy Sprecher, who is the CEO of Sprecher Brewing Company.
Sprecher,
and the,
yeah.
And the
we
founder.
We gotta make some beer to go with all this cheese.
What? Anyway, so they're coming out with three beers to start. They're doing the Hop on Top, which is a...
Excuse me?
They call it an aroma pale ale. Then they have the Firelight, which is... I don't even say what the style is. They say an easy drinking beer with a toasty malt finish. And then they have the Witty, which is a spiced white wheat ale.
Is it fire... light, like it's a light beer, or is it just Firelight?
It says Firelight.
Is that the first time I think those words have ever been spoken on the Beer Coasters podcast? Don't
light
ever
beer?
Say it again.
Actually, we're doing light beers on the next episode.
Yeah, you got your light beer ready.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I think it is a light beer. Actually, looking at their...
I like their artwork. It's almost like Jim Henson-esque.
Yeah, it's very whimsical and cartoony.
Well,
now
I gotta actually look at it.
And God forbid so you actually know what we're talking about.
Big of a Henson fan I am.
Laying down the smack talk.
So...
Okay, it's a chameleon with a mohawk.
Oh, on the witty? Yeah.
Witty.
So... As we record right now, which is on April 28th, they're actually doing a introduction of the beers at the Bayshore Town Center Rotunda. So yeah, look for Chameleon Brewing.
Sweet.
Where your favorite beers are sold. Probably not yet, but...
Huh. What you got, Mike?
Okay, my hot topic this week is South Carolina craft brewery Tasting Bill makes it to the Senate. This is from charleston.thedigital.com, and they spell digital D-I-G-I-T-E-L.
Morons.
Don't know why.
Digital.
Them Southerners. Anyway, bill traveling through the South Carolina legislature that would finally legalize limited on-premise tastings and direct sales from craft breweries has made its way to the Senate.
Legalize
and it needs your
it.
Support. So this whole thing goes on to talk a little bit about the case. It doesn't give any information as far as the, you know, a ruling or anything. But if you go on the site, you can actually, it shows you where to go for to support them. And it says after several successful readings and passage in the House, the bill will be read for the first time by the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, May 4th. So you can see a list of the committee members and their contact information by visiting the State House website. So check out the site, because there's lots of things you can kind of click on for information and for, you know, supporting. Because, I mean, there's no reason why, you know, this shouldn't pass. I mean, to do on-premise tastings in the brewery.
Come to Texas.
And direct sales. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's one of the big problems that we have in Texas right now is that you can't do direct sales directly from the brewery, which is obnoxious as hell, but whatever.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway, that's my hot topic.
I want my growler fills, damn it.
Yeah, in South Carolina. And I have yet to have done a beer from South Carolina. That's because it's ridiculously difficult to get it.
Yeah.
And never mind to get it in Massachusetts. You're lucky if you get it outside of South Carolina. So I don't know.
Well, maybe
anybody in South
drive.
Carolina listening, you could send me some.
Well, real quick, out here in the Pacific side of the country. Anchor
Steam. I think you're okay with just saying the Pacific.
Well, Anchor Brewing Company. Anchor Brewing Company is famous for their Anchor Steam beer. I've done this same subject a couple times in my Hop Topics, and they've been sold to another
week.
Well, what happened is the Griffin Group, they acquired Anchor Brewing Company, and they establish it as Anchor Brewers and Distillers LLC. So it's basically a couple of guys who have this group. They're familiar with Anchor. They know Fritz Maytag. They've like known the guy for years, and they've got a relationship going already. I'm not sure exactly. I don't think in the story that so much that I've read that why Anchor was in trouble, or what sounded good to the owners of Anchor, why they sold into this company, but they went ahead and kind of combined their passion for brewing and everything. And so basically Anchor Brewers and Distillers LLC will also do artisan spirits and and other types of Junipero gin, Genevieve gin, and
The interesting thing about this is it's not just, you know, Anchor's beers. They're actually creating a separate establishment, Anchor Brewers and Distillers LLC.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're branching out a little bit.
Yeah, where they're gonna have other things going on with the brewery. You know, they could have had the distillery and all that stuff in the works, I'm assuming. So.
And now they're also going to be dealing with BrewDog USA.
Very
so
cool.
So that's all
I
part of the
there
Griffin
was a BrewDog
Group.
USA.
And, I didn't either.
Yeah. I thought it was Which maybe BrewDog. This is new.
Scotland.
And that's a reason why. Maybe that's where this came from. So if you want to find out more information, I found this story through beernews.org. You can also go to anchorbrewing.com, and they've actually got a little press release story directly on the website, so check it out. Dang, you can find out more about the Griffin Group and the new Anchor Brewers and Distillers LLC.
If they mess up their Christmas beer, there's gonna be
I'm gonna be upset. Very
well,
upset.
As far
one of the
as I know,
none Christmas beers on the planet.
Yep,
right. None of that stuff should change. The brewing should go on as planned with no changes, you know. But
it better, that's all I'm saying.
We'll see.
Coming across the wire at the Beer Coasters podcast, it's This Just In.
So check it out. In Las Vegas, there's a... I know I've talked about it on the show before, Aces and Ales. It's a new, fairly new beer bar here in town. Got a great selection of craft beer. They're holding what they're calling Stone Domination Weekend. It's an event they're holding at the bar from May 22nd through the 23rd of this year, 2010. So check it out. And they're even going to have Greg Cook from Stone coming. He's going to be there on Saturday the 22nd around 6 o'clock p.m. So if you want to come in, check it out, talk to Greg. They're doing a huge Stone thing. Stone's taken over about 20 of their taps. First time in Nevada for a lot of these beers. Stone Smoked Porter with vanilla beans on tap, Stone Double Dry Hopped IPA, the collaboration that they did with 21st Amendment and Firestone Walker, 2008 Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Russian Stout, it's going to be off the hook, Stone's 999 Vertical Epic, the 13th anniversary on tap, along with some of their regulars, Arrogant Bastard, Ruination, the IPA, the Levitation. They've got a 2010 Old Guardian Barley Wine alongside an 07 Old Guardian Barley Wine. So that's May 21st through the 23rd at Aces and Ales in Las Vegas, Nevada. The address is 3740 South Nellis Boulevard. You can call them at 702-436-7600, or you can check them out on myspace.com/acesandales. Check it out. May 21st through the 23rd should be awesome. Greg Cook's going to be there on the 22nd. Woohoo! Stone Domination at Aces and Ales.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Do it again.
Hello, are you ready to do some drinking, biatches?
Yeah.
Who are you calling biatches, you biatches?
So for my tasting flight this week, this is Chris in Dallas, Texas. I am drinking...
Oh! Chris!
What?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
Oh.
How you doing, man?
Hello there. can I drink some beer now?
Sure.
Yeah, man.
All right, I'm going to drink Boulevard's Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale. So, little background. This is from Boulevard Brewing out of Kansas City, Missouri. Their website is www.blvdbeer.com. The style is a Saison / farmhouse ale. ABV of 8.0%.
Zero, zero.
Just say 0.0%.
There's a rate beer rating of 98 and a Beer Advocate user's rating of A- with nothing from the Allstrom Brothers. So the interesting thing about this beer is it's part of their Smokestack series.
Say that again three times fast.
No.
Okay.
Back
no time.
In episode, I want to say 5 of our podcast.
That was we forever did ago.
A Saison show where I did the Saison from Boulevard, part of their Smokestack series. Now, this is a slightly different version of
actually, it was episode 8.
Was it 8?
Yeah.
Okay. So, excuse me. So this is a slightly different recipe than that one, and this one is actually going to replace their Saison that's currently part of their Smokestack series. Huh. So, we'll see how it measures up, because anybody that's been listening for a while, I'm sure you know right off the top of your head what I gave that Saison back in
episode 8. Hardcore listeners know all that stuff.
Sure. That's right. Yep. To make it so you don't actually have to go back and listen, I gave it a 5. So
that's right.
Damn. Yeah. Impressive.
It would be more impressive as if I could get this cork off.
Decork it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I read this online that people have a really difficult time getting this cork off for some reason. And of course, now that's that
awesome.
I say that.
Hmm.
All right, farmhouse. We're going to pause for just a second, and I'm going to
farmhouse song.
Do we have a farmhouse song?
Let's cut to the farmhouse song.
What is he going to do? Is he getting some pliers?
So, Boulevard's Tank 7 was not brewed in a tank or a number 7. Discuss.
I'm back, bitches.
He does have pliers.
Nice. That's the beer necessities right there. Pliers.
Sometimes.
God, even I need to put it in a. It's hard to get off.
I'm gonna have to put it in a like a vise or something.
He's gonna lose the whole top of the cork, and then it's gonna really be bad.
Yeah, be careful.
Do you have a wine? Like a wine key?
Oh, you got it.
There
you
there go. It goes.
Yay! Okay. 5 minutes, quick sip.
That was way too much freaking work. Oh, and it pours with crazy amounts of head.
Let's see.
Whoa.
So I got about 3 fingers of head. And it's the fluffy kind that doesn't dissipate very quickly, of course.
So,
nice golden,
how about that weather? Kind of
cloudy, yellowish, pretty light in color.
I was killing time, Toby. Small talk. How's the weather? Get it?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Any comedy writers? Backwash, beercoasterspodcast.com.
On the nose, I get some very grassy notes, very leafy, fresh cut grass.
Summer beer.
Yeah, very much.
Makes me feel fine.
Little bit of banana. Slight bit of pepper, maybe.
Peppery.
Yeah, pretty standard Saison aromas. I was wrong. It dissipated quicker than I thought it would, so I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Survey says?
Tasty. Very clean, very crisp. Those citrus notes are there.
I was just finding it
barnyardness.
Kind of cool that we all found the collaboration in our ice box all at the same time.
Yeah,
that was kind of
cool. Happened to be
pretty
in there.
Crazy.
I get a little tartness, like a little bit of like pineapple. God, it's like
man, he's got like a if you fruit took a cocktail like a, going on in there,
like a yeah, pineapple, but with pepper. Banana. It's like if you took a fruit cocktail and sprinkled it with a bunch of fresh ground pepper, which sounds really weird, but it's very tasty.
That's really not a bad idea. Let me try that. I love pepper. I put pepper on everything.
This is a very drinkable beer. I've said this for a long time, that I think that this style, this Saison style, is going to be, once people catch on and start drinking it, it's very, very drinkable, very refreshing, very crisp, and I think it'll be really a really good summertime beer.
I agree. I think it's a great summertime beer.
If I was going to pair this with something, probably a fruit salad with pepper. No. Like a light fish would go good with this. Like a swordfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty meaty.
Yeah, but it's light in flavor. Yeah, yeah, like a swordfish would go really well. I want some swordfish now.
With pepper.
So yeah, cool. That is the Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale from Boulevard Brewing Smokestack Series.
Smokestack Series.
Not smoked stack, smokestack.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah. Out of Kansas City, Missouri. Drink them if you got them.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Let's get drank, Mike bitches.
You're supposed to defoil your beer when asked to, when prompted.
I pre-defoiled.
No pre-defoiling.
Sorry. And the beer that I have pre-defoiled is from Ithaca Beer Company, and it is the Excelsior series, and this is Old Habit.
I must have absolute silence. Excelsior! Oh. Someday I'll find out what that means.
This Ithaca Beer Company comes from Ithaca, New York. Wow, what a coincidence. Their website is www.ithacabeer.com, ithacabeer.com. The ABV on this beer is 9.0%. That's for you, Chris.
Thanks.
Nice.
I don't have that. An IBU on this, but this is considered a strong rye ale. So the ingredients on this beer are as follows. For malts, they use Maris Otter, rye, crystal rye, and chocolate rye. For hops, they use Centennial and Crystal. And the other thing I wanted to mention about this beer is aged in Rittenhouse rye whiskey barrels from Haven Hill in Bardstown, Kentucky. I thought that was
kind of cool. Not Haven Hill?
No, Haven Hill.
Oh, Haven Hill.
Haven Hill. You're talking about Haverhill Brewery that I did a while back.
I thought you said Haven Hill.
This guy
is like,
a smart ass.
You mean Haven Hill?
A smart ass.
Yeah.
Get your drink on.
All right. So Rate Beer rates this a 99 out of 100 overall and a 94 out of 100 to style. Beer Advocate users rate this an A minus, and the Allstrom Brothers have not weighed in on this beer.
Losers.
I'm going to crack it.
And Beer Coasters rate this.
Oh, time will tell. I just spilled it.
Mike.
Sorry.
Get your drank on.
That's right. How do you manage to... Dude, I had to use a fucking pliers to get my shit open, and I still didn't spill it.
Well, I have
come on now.
Ridiculous amount of head as well. And man, it really did get all over me. Sweet.
I think this is like the third time this has happened to you, Mike. Maybe fourth. You've spilled all over yourself.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Just your big head.
Okay, sorry.
I'm still learning. It's 50 episodes later, and I'm still learning how to pour a beer. So, this is a very, kind of borders on the dark brown. It's got I would say at least three fingers ahead
some
here.
Fat head.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of sediment and stuff that basically, well, most of it's on my leg, but there's sediment that's in the head of this beer.
It's no, baby, that's just sediment on my thing.
That's just sediment. Nice.
Nice.
All right. Back to the beer. There's a whiff of kind of a rye. You can smell the rye in there for sure. And some really dark fruit. And man, the wood is coming through in this beer. Although it doesn't, it doesn't really quite smell oaky, but there's definitely a wood on the nose. Wood on the nose? I said that.
Yeah, you can say
like
wood
a,
on the
like
nose.
A bourbon. Maybe some brown sugar, too. All right, I got to take
you get any vanilla?
A little bit. Almost like, I can smell, like when I smell the wood, then I can smell a little bit of a vanilla in there.
Yeah, you tend to get that a lot with those oak aged beers. You'll see a lot of that vanilla.
Gotta love that.
Oh, I do.
I'm gonna take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Oh. You get the rye and dark fruits, just like the it's like the aroma. And it's got some spiciness, like some good spicy rye. Not much. I was expecting more alcohol warming because this is like a 9% or 9.0.
Sounds really good.
But it's got the good woody character. And there, seriously, I know you guys can't see this, but there's seriously like chunks of stuff floating on top of the head.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It kind of finishes.
We need to do a rye show.
Sweet, but there's like some heat at the end, like a, and I can't figure if it's a rye or the alcohol or what. But
say it was 9%.
Yeah, it's a little syrupy, but there's a lot of carbonation that I think kind of seems to break it up on the tongue. Kind of medium to full body. Man, this is a tough one to pair. But I think I would definitely have to go for dessert on this one.
Is it a sipper, you think?
Yes, absolutely. This is a sipper. I mean,
you wouldn't go with like a good like pastrami on rye?
I don't think so. But that's just not my kind of sandwich.
Oh, love me a good pastrami sandwich.
But although I think flavor wise it might go okay, because if as long as you get it like with some mustard or something, have a good might go well with that. But
big old heaping helping a sauerkraut.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking any kind of tarts, like any kind of berry tarts, would go pretty well with this. Ooh. Or even maybe you can kind of go halfway and do kind of like a creme brulee with some berries. Because that way you can get some of that vanilla and some of the berries, and I think that might work out pretty good.
Nice.
Some berries and some cinnamon. And,
that sounds very nice.
Take that.
Do some
for
very
food
nice
pairings. Bitches. But yeah, that's it.
Excelsior!
Old habit.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Thank you for drinking my beer.
That's right. This is Carl Strauss. It's their new Coastal Reserve series. This is the first one in their Coastal Reserve series. It's the Big Barrel Double IPA. Deepa. Or Deepa.
Oh, Big Deepa.
So this is Carl Strauss Brewing. They're out of San Diego, California. They've been brewing since 1989. You can find them on the internet at www.carlstrauss.com. That's KARLSTRAUSS.com. The style is a double IPA or a Deepa.
Deepa.
Coming in at 9%. ABV with 90 IBUs.
Whoa.
You can find these now in the 22-ounce bottles. You should be able to find these year-round from now on. Interesting note, this is the first installment of the company's 22-ounce Coastal Reserve series. Next up is their Whistler Imperial Pils that's due out in July.
I will
try that. The
ingredients
it uses is a New Zealand Nelson Sauvin hops.
Nice. Shout out to the Kiwi brothers.
Hell yeah. Uses the Maris, Otter, and Caramel malts, and it's fermented with Chico yeast, which is, it has another name. This is kind of like a also known as, but it's more of the American ale yeast, which is the 10700XL, or also known as Chico yeast. That's what I found on thecellarhomebrew.com. Rate Beer gave this a 98 overall with a 75 to the style.
Overall.
Beer Advocate users
nobody
gave
wears
it an
those
A.
Anymore.
Cracking it.
You know what I miss?
Oh.
Using a
I
pint
miss
glass.
Garlic fries from Carl Strauss.
Oh.
Those were
O'Brien's.
The bomb.
They were pretty
I've never
decent
had them from O'Brien's, but I have had them from Carl Strauss, and they are the bomb.
I'd like to give a quick shout out to Melody with Carl Strauss. She hooked me up with this beer this week.
Melody.
So if you are Melody, yes. If you are a brewing company or a brewer, or you work for a brewing company,
or Toby Chris at beercoasters@beercoasterspodcast, because we'd all like some.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Send us all.
So it pours
coast to coast.
It pours a very pale orange color, slightly cloudy, plenty of bubbles. I got about 2 full fingers of off-white, really frothy head that is sustaining very well. On the nose. Ooh, super piney. What?
He's got a pee, apparently.
Super piney, citrusy. Like almost like a lemon zest or an orange zest with some really big piney notes. Some earthy kind of dirtiness, a little kind of dank dirtiness in there.
That's what I'm talking about. Some
dank dirtiness.
Taking a sip.
I love the earthy, dank dirtiness.
This is interesting.
That's what she said.
It's very clean.
We're running out of stuff.
It's got a little bit...
We're running out of comebacks. We're going with that's what she said.
Yeah. Come on, you guys.
We've been doing 50 freaking episodes.
Chris hit that peak.
You noticed I haven't said much since then because I sort of set the bar a little too high. I took a step back and said, okay, I ain't gonna beat that, so I'm done.
It's got really very citrusy. It's got kind of a nice, clean, slightly oily mouthfeel, but very citrusy. This doesn't really feel like a double. It actually just feels like a nice,
solid IPA.
Yeah, just a good, really citrusy, kind of piney, earthy IPA, and it's nice and light, very drinkable. Ooh. I would almost say chuggable. I mean, this is coming in at 9%, so this could be a creeper.
So I missed it. Did you have the IBUs on this one?
90.
So it's up there. I swear, man, my palate must be totally, I don't know. I mean, if this is 90, it's not bad. I mean,
it's all about balance.
It's bitter. I mean, it's bitter, but it's not overpoweringly bitter, you know? Overpoweredling.
That's some kind of Lord of the Rings reference.
Nice lacing. Yeah.
See, now that's funny.
One ring will rule them all. No. One ling will rule them all. Last night I got drank. So... for pairing this with something, it's so fruity.
Wait for it. Fruity.
I think this would actually go well with a really salty Belgian pretzel. Or like one of those big soft pretzels. Like a really hot soft pretzel Bavaria. With the mustard and everything. Bavarian
pretzels.
Did I say Belgian?
Yes. I mean Bavarian.
Sorry, Germany, southern Germany, the Bavarians. Bavarian pretzel. Yeah, big soft pretzel, big chunks of salt, some mustard.
God,
I think this would go pretty well.
Yeah, let's get some of those. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl Strauss out of San Diego, California. This is their Big Barrel Double IPA.
It is
biatches. T-Boston 03 says, out of here like a case of beer. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah. Let's go. Beaches.
All right, y'all. Last call. Time for some pint ratings. Let's roll into the middle of the country with Chris. He's going to give us a pint rating on the beers he drank this evening.
Mm-hmm, that's y'all. Right.
Y'all.
So, for my pint ratings for this evening, the collaboration, not litigation, I'm going to go with 4 pints. I really enjoyed it. I liked the fruit flavors. It was interesting because we've had a few beers here within the last few shows where we were starting to get into those really dark, rich fruit flavors, and this was a little more subtle than that. Still had those dark fruits, but it was much more balanced, and I like that.
A drink of kind of looking.
Yeah. So 4 pints on that one. For the Boulevard Smokestack Series Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale. Gotta breathe. It's a long ass name. I really, really enjoy this style a lot.
No.
And it's interesting to look back on, you know, something that's pretty close to a style that I've, or to a beer that I've had in the past. So obviously back in episode 8, I had the same sort of series, the Smokestack series from Boulevard, their Saison, and I gave it 5 pints. Now, I don't know if it's because my palate has changed, but I wasn't as impressed with this beer. I still really like this beer a lot. It's very drinkable, and I like the pepper notes, and very good beer. I'm going to give it 4.5 pints. Not quite a 5 for me. And, you know, honestly, I don't know what I would give the Saison if I went back and drank it. You know, and maybe that's one of the things about our podcast that maybe people don't like is the fact that we don't use a very strong rating system.
We ain't scientific.
And I had talked with somebody about this the other day. Is one of the things that we wanted to stick to was not doing that. Not being, okay, so for aroma, we give it 4, you know, points.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be more off the cuff and sort of, so.
It's the beer coaster rating.
Yeah.
It's the beer coaster way.
Right. So I'm giving the Boulevard Tank 7 a 4.5 pint rating.
That's still pretty sweet, man. That's high.
It's very high because it's very good. I really like it. Like I said before, I really enjoy this style a lot.
Farmhouse ales can get pretty crazy too, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, not
sometimes they go too high in alcohol, sometimes they go too sour. It's nice to have a good balance.
This one, this isn't at all. This is very drinkable. It's definitely something I would drink on a hot summer day, nice and cold and crisp and refreshing.
Cool. Mike, what you got?
Well, for the collaboration, not litigation, I give a 4. I think that it's, I guess it's much more drinkable than I was expecting, being kind of that bigger beer. Yeah. But I really, really like the apple in this beer, like the really ripe apple. And it is drinkable. It's got some good balance. It's less, much less of a sipper than my other beer. Which, I mean, I rate my other beer a 5, the Ithaca Brewing Old Habit.
Ooh.
But they are completely different. I mean, I love all the flavors of this beer, but it's a sipper. And it's tough because I can't really rate to style. This is kind of a wild card show. But all the flavors that are in this beer, I really enjoy. So, anyway, yeah, I give it a 5.
That's sweet. That.
For Avery's collaboration, not litigation, you know what? I think this is a triple 4 show again. I'm going to do 4 pints on that.
I was gonna say how if you are not really into Belgian style beers and you wanted to venture in, that this would be a good one too, because it was subtle. It started off subtle as far as the whole Belgian-y kind of Belgian-iness of the beer, but as I finished it, down to the last gulp I took, I was like, yes, this is very Belgian. I mean, once it warmed up, I think the Belgian yeast came out very fruity, super fruity, which I thought was good. I liked it. So I'm going to stick with 4 pints on that one. Now, the Carl Strauss Big Barrel Deepa. I'm enjoying it. I think it's also super fruity, very piney, very palatable. I wouldn't really consider it a double for some reason. I mean, the ABV hasn't really hit me yet. Maybe that's it. But you don't pick up on 9% when you're drinking it. So be careful. That's my word of advice. Be careful with the Big Barrel. It's a creeper. I mean, it doesn't feel like 9%, doesn't taste like 9%. So I think I'm just going to go with 4 pints on this one as well. It's very tasty, very drinkable. I'm a big fan of the drinkability. Very fruity, very piney, which is good. I like both of those in a beer. Those are my favorite kind of hop characteristics, is fruity and piney. But yeah, again, doesn't really feel like a double. For some reason, doesn't taste like a double.
Cool.
So, you can find Carl Strauss on the internet at carlstrauss.com. Also, I mentioned the whole thing with Anchor being bought out by the Griffin Group. You can find them on anchorbrewing.com or even on beernews.org.
Cool. I'll throw out my brewery. It's Boulevard Beer. .com, BLVDbeer.com for Boulevard Brewing. I also wanted to throw out one correction for the show we did 2 weeks ago for our Baltic Porter show. We had talked about the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp Golden Ticket brew that we were reviewing, and I mistakenly said that it was actually from a homebrew batch. It wasn't from a homebrew batch. It was actually it was actually still pretty cool, though. It was from the batch that the beer camp actually brewed at the brewery.
Oh, sweet.
So the batch that was actually brewed at the brewery by the brew camp is what we got.
What's the difference between a camp brew and a homebrew? The fact that you're camping and you're
brewing? The beer camp actually uses the Sierra Nevada facilities to brew their beer.
Facilities and ingredients and all that stuff.
Right, versus, you know, somebody in a garage.
That's still pretty badass, dude. It's
badass as hell. But I want to thank...
I don't care what you say. That's badass.
And I want to once again thank Mike from Market Street. He hooked me up with those and us.
Market Street, Mike? For that Mike? Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Market Street. Sweet, thanks, Mike. So my individual shout out, I'm not going to mention my brewery website, I already mentioned that, but there's a Belgian Beer Fest going on, and I wanted to mention that from May 1st to May 21st there's 3 weeks of Belgian drafts, and that is in
Holy Portland, crap.
Maine, and that is Nova, I don't even know how to say it, but here's the website. It's NovaRereSBiercafe.
.com.
Yes.
Screw that.
Or you can call area code 207-761-2437, and that's in Portland, Maine, and it's going on for 3 weeks. So check it out. Belgian beers on draft.
3 weeks of Belgian. 3 weeks.
Sweet.
Nice.
And you can also follow us on Twitter. Just look for Beer Coasters Pod. Become a follower. Look at what we're tweeting about. And you can also check us out on Facebook. We are Beer Coasters Podcast. Become friends or become a fan.
And for backwash purposes, you can email us backwash to backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can leave us audio backwash at 972-914-8502, or go to the website and click the little call me button and put in your phone number and we'll give you a call. For your...
Chris personally will give you a call.
No. Google Voice will give you a call. Like,
hey, what's up? This is Chris. Did you call me?
Or it's Toby's previously recorded. Hello! Yeah.
And welcome to the Beer Coasters.
Why don't you just tell me what beer you want to drink?
Yes, dude.
So that's also where you can leave us comments, suggestions, tell us about your favorite beer, your favorite bar. And then don't forget to subscribe to us in iTunes. Just search for Beer Coasters.
Yay!
And check out our website. Our website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. You can post your comments directly on the website for each episode. I think that's pretty cool. You can check next time on Beer Coasters to see what we're drinking
crazy day.
And when we're going to drink it.
And look for an all-new BeerCoastersPodcast.com coming soon.
Coming soon.
Yes.
Beer Coasters Podcast.
Coming soon.
Season 2.
Don't forget to tell your friends. And thank you for listening. We adore all of our listeners.
Adore.
We adore.
Support your local brewery. Drink local. Don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly, people.
And thanks, Melody, again for the Carl Strauss... Big up to Melody Carl Strauss. Yes.
And thanks, Market Street Mike, for the golden ticket from 2 weeks ago.
And thanks.
Really appreciate it.
Seacoast Liquors in Gloucester, Massachusetts, for finding a beer that will be on a show soon. Thank you. Cheers.
Sweet.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for sticking around. Do it again.
Hello, are you ready to do some drinking, biatches? Oh my god, what's in the box?
Why don't you just tell me what beer you want to drink?
Oh no, baby, that's just sediment on my leg. Ha ha ha.